This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In San Francisco today, baseball's home run king, Barry Bonds, pleaded not guilty to charges that he had lied to a grand jury about using performance-enhancing drugs. NPR's Richard Gonzalez was at the federal courthouse for Mr. Bonds' arraignment, and here are the details.
Barry Bonds' first courtroom appearance attracted a throng of reporters and onlookers outside of the federal building in San Francisco. Inside, Bonds appeared relaxed as he walked into a hushed courtroom, smiling, along with his wife and a team of defense lawyers. A magistrate advised him of his rights to remain silent and to be represented by counsel. Then the charges were read to him. 4 counts of perjury, 1 count of obstruction of justice. In essence, Bonds is accused of lying when he told a grand jury 4 years ago that he did not knowingly use performance-enhancing drugs. Bonds' attorney, Ellen Ruby, then entered his plea, not guilty. The magistrate also refused prosecution's request to restrict Bonds' travel after his attorneys argued that to limit his travel would disable his baseball career. Then federal judge Susan Ilston came in and set Bonds' next court date for February 7th. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News at the federal courthouse in San Francisco.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman has been covering Barry Bonds for years. I asked him what today's developments mean for the Bonds case.
It's the beginning of the legal process for Barry Bonds, kind of the mundane bureaucratic act of arraigning him, although nothing can ever be described as mundane when it comes to such a famous and polarizing figure as Barry Bonds. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston, I should mention, was brought in because she's been the BALCO judge, the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative that's been at the heart of the doping scandal for the last 4 years. She presided over the case of 4 defendants who ultimately were convicted of steroid distribution, including BALCO founder Victor Conti.
And can you remind us specifically, what is Barry Bonds accused of doing?
The 10-page indictment charges Bonds with lying repeatedly when he testified in December of 2003 before a grand jury investigating the BALCO case. Now, like all athletes who testified, Bonds was promised immunity from prosecution as long as he told the truth. And prosecutors allege that he didn't tell the truth, that when they asked him numerous times whether he took banned performance-enhancing drugs. Now, Bonds acknowledged using substances that were later identified as banned steroids, but he said he didn't know they were banned drugs when he took them, or when his personal trainer Greg Anderson applied the substances that Anderson reportedly told him were flaxseed oil and an arthritis balm that he rubbed into Bonds' body.
Prosecutors are now saying they also have positive drug tests showing that Bonds indeed used steroids. What do we know about these tests?
Yeah, that's certainly dramatic information. We're not certain how significant that'll be. The government reportedly has a test result from November 2000 that shows Bonds tested positive for anabolic steroids. It was not a Major League Baseball-administered test. People with knowledge of the government's case say even if the defense pokes holes in this evidence of a test result, there's still lots of documents and testimony linking Bonds to banned drugs. The key, Alex, is not proving he used. It's proving he knew he was using when he told the grand jury he didn't. It's not the crime, as they say, but the cover-up.
Okay, enough about courts, enough about drugs. Let's talk about baseball. Barry Bonds says that he wants to keep playing next year. Do you think that's really going to happen? And if so, who might he play for?
Well, unfortunately, that still does have something to do with the courts, because if he's in jail, it'll be tough to play.
Yeah, that poses
some
problems.
The San Francisco Giants, where he played for 15 years, cut him loose at the end of last season. Some say that across the bay, the Oakland Athletics might be willing to take a chance. Now, he's lost some of his fan appeal because he's no longer chasing the home run record. Maybe fans would want to see him go for a nice round number of 800. Maybe some would want to see him as a curiosity factor. And of course, if his case goes to trial and he's acquitted, he'll be much less of a liability.
Tom, we may soon be hearing about a lot more players allegedly involved with banned drugs, and there's a report coming out about this called the Mitchell Report. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, last year, Senator George Mitchell was given the task of investigating performance-enhancing drug use in baseball, basically pulling the veil back on the so-called steroid era in the game, which is said to reach back 15, maybe 20 years. It's believed the results of this report will be out as early as next week. There is skepticism about what the report will reveal because Mitchell didn't have subpoena power and very few major league players and executives cooperated. Now, there have been hints that names will be named, and if so, the question becomes, what will the commissioner do? A lot of the alleged drug taking happened long before baseball had viable tests and sanctions for banned drug use. So, Today's appearance by Bonds is just the beginning of what could be another uncomfortable period for baseball.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thank you.
You're welcome.